Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Yud Zayin. We left off on daf Tez Zayin and Beis. We are holding up the two dots on daf Tez Zayin and Beis. So the Mishnah had a series of cryptic phrases that we said we're going to get to in the Gemara, and now is when we get to them. The Mishnah had said, Hakol Shochtin, Uli Olam Shochtin, Ubakol Shochtin. That was the Mishnah on Tez Vav and Beis. So Bakol Shochtin, we were pretty sure we knew what that meant, because the Mishnah went on to say, Chutz mi magul katsi v'magira v'shinayim v'tzipar. It meant any kind of knife. But what does Hakol Shochtin and Li Olam Shochtin mean? Hard to say that Hakol Shochtin means anyone can shecht, because we already said that in the very first words of the Masechta. Hakol Shochtin u'shchitasim k'sheira, chutz micher shotu v'katan. So it's hard to say that Hakol Shochtin is referring to any type of person is allowed to shecht. So that's what we have to try to figure out, what Hakol Shochtin means and what Li Olam Shochtin means. So the primary discussion on Yudzayin Amid Aleph is going to be about Li Olam Shochtin. We're going to have two days how to read this Mishnah. One of them takes up from now until pretty much the bottom of Yudzayin Amid Aleph, and the other one just takes two lines at the end of Yudzayin Amid Aleph. So here we go. So Hakol Shochtin, Hakol B'shchit V'afilu Of. Hakol Shochtin means that you shecht anything, even a bird gets shchita. That it's not only a din about a behema and a chaya that it gets shchita, a bird also gets shchita. That's one. Li Olam Shochtin. What does Li Olam Shochtin mean? So there are two possibilities what this means. Mantana. So it's going like a specific Tana, but which Tana is it going like? Amarabba Rabbi Yishmael hi. Li Olam Shochtin is telling us to follow the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael, the Tanya, which we learned in a Braisa, Ki Yarchav Hashem Elokechas Gvulcha, Kasher Dibar Lcha V'Amarta Ochle Basar. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us into Eretz Yisrael and we're going to want to eat meat, Rabbi Yishmael Omer Lo Ba Kosov El Lahatil and Basar Taiva. That pasuk is coming to tell us that when we go into Eretz Yisrael, that's when we're allowed to eat non-carbon meat, just regular Basar Taiva. That if you want to eat meat, you're allowed to do Shechita and eat Basar Taiva. Why would we think it's Asr? Shebetchila Nesela and Basar Taiva. Because in fact, originally, Basar Taiva was Asr. Mishenichnesu La'aretz Hutala and Basar Taiva. As soon as we came into Eretz Yisrael, Basar Taiva became Mutter for us. So you might have thought, so now that we're back in Galus, Yochel Yachzuru L'Isur and Arishon, I might think Basar Taiva goes back to the original Isur. L'kach Shaninu L'Olam Shochtin. So L'Olam Shochtin comes to tell me that once we have a heter to do Shechita on any animal, on any kosher animal, and eat it, even absent the possibility of a carbon, we're always allowed to do that, even when we're outside of Eretz Yisrael, even when we're back in Galus. That's what L'Olam Shochtin means. So frankly, Gemara must of Yosef, hi Li Olam Shochtin. If that's really the primary chiddush, that we're allowed to eat Basar Taiva, would you phrase it as Li Olam Shochtin, that we always shecht? Li Olam Shochtin va'ochlin mi ba'yulei. The better way to phrase it would be that you can always shecht and eat. The point is that you're allowed to eat. It's not that you shecht. It's not a din in shechita. It's a din in the heter of achilas Basar Taiva. So va'on me'ikara my time itzer. Furthermore, why was it usher originally to eat Basar Taiva? Mishum davu makrovi the Mishkan. Because we were so close to the Mishkan, why would you eat Basar Taiva? Just go bring carbon shlamim and eat the meat that way. So it was like a slap in the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can go shechta without going to bring a carbon. We were so close to the Mishkan, as Rashi says, "Vayichol mahakriv karbanos mikol basar tayvasan yakriv adam va'achilav levado va'ochim abasar." We had no problem; it would have been so easy. Just bring the karbanos, be makriv the dam and the chilav, which you can't eat anyway, and eat all the meat of the karban. But ulabasov back in the Gemara, my time is shtaru. Why did it become mutter when we went into Eretz Yisrael? Why did basar tayva become mutter? Dav marchim mishkan, because we weren't so close to the Mishkan anymore. We were spread out in the land of Israel. It wasn't always so easy to get to the Mishkan any time we wanted a shecht. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to have Basar Taiva. V'kolshkein hashta dir chikul utvei. So what's the havamina? That now that we're in Galus, Basar Taiva should go back to being Asr? The only reason it was Asr was because it was so easy to bring it as a carbon. Now we're in Galus, it's impossible for us to bring it as a carbon. We're even further away. So there's no, it doesn't make sense that there should have been such a havamina, that Basar Taiva should have been Asr for us. So for that reason, Rav Yosef rejects the Shita of Rabba, that the Olam Shochtin is coming to teach us the din of Rabbi Yishmael, that Basar Taiva is Mutter even Bizman Hazeh. He says it can't be that that's what it's coming to teach us. There's no Havamina that Basar Taiva should be Asr Bizman Hazeh, plus the wording doesn't seem to work out. The Olam Shochtin should have been the Olam Shochtin V'Ochlin. So Elam Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef says, I have a better idea of what is coming to teach us. Before we get to Rav Yosef's better idea, if you look at the top Tosos, for Kolshkin Hashta Dir Chikulu Tuva, Tosos says, wait a second, it's not so Pashut. According to the Gemara Maseches Makos that Daf Yutes Lo Kitchel Asalavo that Eretz Yisrael is Kitchel L'Shaita, not Kitchel Asalavo. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, Bamos became Mutter. Now if Bamos became Mutter, the closest place you can go bring a karban is your backyard. Even when we're in Galus, so if Bamos became Mutter, we have more access to the ability to bring Karbanos. The Gemara's whole point in asking on Rabbah was that how can you say that there's a Havamina that outside of that now that we're in Galus that Basar Taiva becomes Usser? What do you mean we have no access to be able to bring a Karban? But if the old Bamos become Mutter, yes we do. We have more access to be able to bring Karban. We could be Makravan Bamos. So that's the Kasha that Tosos raises. So the Chassam Sofer and the Chiddush Chassam Sofer is Miyashiv based on Tosfos and Megillah Dav Yud in the name of Rabbeinu Chaim, that even if you say Lo Kitchel Asalavo, Bamos only became Mutter Achar Shabo LiYerushalayim. It didn't become Mutter right away. So Mela, it's not so clear that you always have this Heter Bamos. Anyway, but Rav Yosef rejects Rabba's approach and he says, no, the Olam Shochtan is coming to teach me something else. El Amar Rav Yosef Rabbi Akiva Hi. The Olam Shochtan is coming to teach me like Rabbi Akiva. Ditanya Kirchak Mumcha Makav Asher Yivcha Shemel Kachalosum Shemo Shom Vizavachtim Yivkarcha Mitzoncha. Rabbi Akiva Omer Lo Ba Kosev El Alas Lehen Basar Nechira. That the Torah is telling us that when we go into Eretz Yisrael, that Basar Nechira becomes Asr, that you need to shecht an animal if you want to eat it. You can't just stab the animal, kill the animal. You have to do a proper shechita. Shebetchila hutala and basar nechira. The big chiddush of Rabbi Akiva is that initially basar nechira was mutter. How do I know it was mutter? Because the pasuk is telling me that when you go into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have a mitzvah shechita. That implies that prior to that, we didn't have a mitzvah shechita. It was mutter to eat basar nechira. Mishenichnasu la'aretz nesala and basar nechira. It was only upon entering Eretz Yisrael basar nechira became aser. Va'achshav shegalus. And now that we're in galus, yachol yachzul eterna rishon. I might think shechita is in Eretz Yisrael dekadin. That when we're in Eretz Yisrael, that's when we have a mitzvah of Shechita. Otherwise, Basar Nechira is Mutter. It was Mutter before we entered Eretz Yisrael, and I might have thought it's Mutter once we're in Galus again. L'kach Shaninu L'Yolam Shochtin. That's why we say L'Yolam Shochtin. So now I understand why it's not L'Yolam Shochtin V'Ochlin. It's not about the Achila. It's about the actual Shechita. Basar Taiva, according to Rikiva, was always Mutter. That was never an issue. It's an issue about whether you need to do Shechita in order to be able to eat meat. So that's that's the Shechita of Rabbi Akiva, and that's how Rabbi Yosef understands the chiddush of the Mishnah of Li Olam Shochtin. So, b'maykav b'flugi, what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas? What are they arguing about? So, Rabbi Akiva Savar Basar Taiva Loitzar Klal. Rabbi Akiva holds there never was an Isser of Basar Taiva. Rabbi Shmuel Savar Basar Nechira Loishtari Klal. And Rabbi Shmuel said, no, there was never a heter of Basar Nechira. So, Frektosos, how do you know that? How do you know that each one necessarily rejects the other? Meaning, isn't it possible that both are true? Frektosos, Tema Minaleha, Dilma Maramar Chad. Maybe Basar Taiva was in fact Asr for us in the Midbar, and Basar Nechira was Mutter for us. So, and then both of those things changed when we came into Eretz Yisrael. So that tells us that's impossible. Yishomer Yil Rabbi Akiva Mitzvah Basar Taiva. If Basar Taiva was Asr for us in the Midbar, and yet he holds Basar Nechira was Mutter, well, but what does it mean Basar Nechira was Mutter? How were we able to eat Basar Nechira? We weren't allowed to eat meat. The only meat we were allowed to eat is Karbanos meat. What? That the Karbanos didn't require Shechita? That can't be. Karbanos always required Shechita. Im Kain, Hechi Hutra Lahem Basar Nechira. De B'Kachim Moda, De Baye Shechita. By Kachim, everyone's Moda, you need Shechita for Kachim. K'dimashim B'Samuch. So it says to us, but maybe we're talking about animals that can't have, that can't be Karbanos. Maybe those animals that are not allowed, that can't be brought as Karbanos, like Chayos, Tzvi, and Ayil, those animals that cannot be brought as Karbanos, maybe the Isser of Basar Taiva wasn't Chal on those animals, and that's where we had a heter of Basar Nechira. You didn't have to do Shechita. V'ibetziva Ayil, Habakradashin, Minei Heter Nechira, Ksiv Bakar Vitzon, Kidachsiv Kiyirchak, Mukhav Zavachtim, Mukharcha Mitzoncha. So you can't just, but the problem with that approach is that the pasuk that teaches us the heter of Basar Nechira talks about behemos. It doesn't talk about Chayos. So it says, tells us, but maybe there's another possibility. Miyukasha, Davle Lukmikra, the heter Nechira, Bibali Mumin, Dilochazala Krava. Meaning, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's possible that we were not allowed to eat Basar Taiva, but that Isser was only on those. What was the whole reason for the Isser? Because why were we not allowed to eat Basar Taiva? Because we had the ability to easily bring it as a karban. So that Isser is only on those animals that could be brought as a karban. But if you have either a chaya or a balmum, there was never an isra of basar taiva. Maybe it's dafka on those animals that don't have an isra of basar taiva, the chaya and the balmum. A balmum could be a behemoth that's a balmum that can't be brought as a carbon. There's no isra of basar taiva, and that's where we have a heter nechira. So Tosfos leaves it off with the kasha. He doesn't understand why we have to say that Rabbi Akiva necessarily rejects the idea of Rabbi Yishmael that basar taiva was once asr for us. Now, in fact, if you look at the Rambam, the Rambam seems to, in Hilchos Shechita, Perek Dal Halacha Yud Zayin, seems to assume they're both true. The Rambam writes that Basar Taiva was Asr in the Midbar, Nesar B'Midbar, the Shechita Davka, Shema Yirotzim Lishchot Huchru Lahavi L'Mishchot L'Shachta L'Achla B'Tar Shlamin. If they wanted to shecht and eat meat in the Midbar, they had to go to the Mishkan and do it. Aval B'Nechira Hayam Mutter Lahem. Unbelievable. The Rambam says, but it was mutter for them. That's only if they wanted to shecht an animal, they had to do it in the Mishkan. But if they wanted to just kill an animal and eat it, yeah, that was okay. That they were allowed to do in the Midbar. So everyone asks, that's against our Gemara, because over here the Gemara says that it's a machlokas, that Al-Mandi Amr Basar Taiva was Asr, holds Basar Nechiru, never became mutter, and the Shita that holds Basar Nechiru was mutter, Rabbi Akiva holds Basar Nechiru was mutter, holds Basar Taiva was never Asr. So what's the Rambam fusing the two Shita? So the Eina Yisrael and the Nezer HaKodesh are Matari, it's according to Sharm Tzion Balach over here, that the Maskana, where we're going to say that it's Tzvi and Ayil, was never Usr because they were never Ro'i LaHakrava, so the Isra of Basar Taiva was never on a Tzvi and Ayil. The same is true about Bali Mumin, like Tosfos just pointed out, that the Isra of Basar Taiva was never on Bali Mumin, since they're not Ro'i LaHakrava, so the Basar Taiva was Mutter the whole time on Bali Mumin. So according to Rabbi Akiva, something that's not Ro'i L'Mizbeach was also mutter behem, it was mutter to do nechira on something that's not Ro'i L'Mizbeach. So that's why the Rambam called that they're both true. That something that's not Ro'i L'Mizbeach, you can actually go and do nechira on that and eat it because Basar Taiva is actually mutter in that case. Anyway, so back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so this is Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. So now we're going to try to figure out, we're going to have four rayas, three for Rabbi Yishmael and one for Rabbi Akiva. And we're going to reject each of the rayas. So raya number one, Bishlam al Rabbi Shmuel handed the siv v'shachat as ben abakar. I understand very well according to Rabbi Shmuel, the pasuk says v'shachat as ben abakar that we already commanded about shechita in the midbar. So that makes a lot of sense because Rabbi Shmuel said that not like Rabbi Akiva that basar nechira was mutter. No, basar nechira was us the whole time. We had the mitzvah of shechita already in the midbar. So that makes a lot of sense. Al Rabbi Akiva, my v'shachat. According to Rabbi Akiva, why do we have a mitzvah of shechita in the midbar? Basar nechira was mutter in the midbar, and it's more kachim shiny. Now even Rabbi Kiva's mode that karbanos always needed to be shechted. That's a non-issue. Karbanos definitely always needed to be shechted. So says more a second proof. Bishlam l'Rabbi Shmuel haniduksiv hatzon ubakar yishchat lahem. El Rabbi Kiva may hatzon ubakar yishchat lahem yinachel lami bayilei. I understand very well according to Rabbi Shmuel, it says that when we're in the midbar, we should shecht tzon ubakar for Klal Yisrael. But according to Rabbi Akiva, why does it say shecht? Just say nechira. Kill animals for Klal Yisrael. This is in the pasuk where it's talking about how Klal Yisrael is going to complain that things were better for them in Mitzrayim and that we don't have enough meat and everything. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's going to be plenty. You'll have plenty of animals to shecht and there'll be. So what's he saying? He's talking about in the midbar. And yet he uses the term shechita. So that's great according to Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's no need to shecht in the midbar. All you need to do is nechira. Answers the Gemara, nechira lehen zui shechitasim. When the Torah says the word shechita, it means the proper mode of killing animals for food at that stage in history, which according to Rabbi Akiva is nechira. So nechira becomes the shechita. The nechira of the Dor HaMidbar was shechita. So it's called shechita also. That's why it's not a raya. Third possible raya, Bishlam l'Rabbi Shmuel, haynu d'tnan, hashochit v'nisnav lo biyado, v'anocher v'ma'aker patr milchasos. According to Rabbi Shmuel, I understand very well that if a person shechts and it becomes a nevela, or a person is nocher or ma'aker, you do any of these things where the shechita is invalid, so you're patr from kisui adam. El Rabbi Kiva, my patr milchasos. This is talking in the midbar. We got this mitzvah of kisui adam in the midbar. So in the midbar, we were told if you do nechira, there's no kisui adam. According to Rabbi Akiva, why not? Nechira is the proper
proper way to kill an animal in the Midbar if you want to eat it. So why should there be no mitzvah of Kisei Adam if this was all given in the Midbar? Now, once Basar Nechira became Aser, so it becomes Aser forever, and therefore the Pasuk is for all time. So the Pasuk is telling us that once we come into Eretz Yisrael and Basar Nechira is no longer permissible, then there's no mitzvah of Kisei Adam. But in a Chanami, in the Midbar, if they were to be Nocher, an animal, then there would have been a mitzvah of Kisei Adam. So saying for all time, once it becomes Aser, so any invalid Shechita, any Shechita that's not kosher, you don't have a mitzvah of Kisei Adam either. And that includes Basar Nechira once we come into Eretz Yisrael. Those are the three rayos we try to bring for Rabbi Ishmael. Now we have one raya for Rabbi Akiva. Bishlam Rabbi Akiva dam Basar Taiva lo tzaklal. According to Rabbi Akiva, that Basar Taiva never became Aser in the Midbar. Hainu d'chsiv, ach kasher yachel satzvi v'esayil kein tochlenu. The pasuk says that just like you eat the tzvi and the ayil, so you'll eat. So the tamei v'tara will eat yachta in Eretz Yisrael. El Rabbi Shmuel, tzvi v'ayil gufei miyavishari. What kind of dimyon is this? Just like you already eat a tzvi v'ayil, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we weren't allowed to eat basar taiva. So what do you mean? Just like you already enjoy the tzvi v'ayil, we weren't allowed to have basar taiva. So this is umar ki asar rachmana behema dechazil akrava avachay v'chazil akrava lo asar rachmana. Even Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that we weren't allowed to eat basar taiva, holds that's only an animal that could have been brought as a carbon. But a chaya is not allowed to be brought as a carbon anyway. Mele, there was never an isra basar taiva. And again, it's very mistaver. The whole reason we had an isra basar taiva was because if you wanted to eat it, just bring it to the Mishkan and shecht it, and you'll be able to eat it just the same. And that way you'll be able to bring the chaylev and the dam as Hashem, and you'll be able to eat all the meat. But a chaya, obviously, you cannot bring as a carbon. You don't have that option. Mele, there was never an isra of basar taiva on a chaya. Period. By Rabbi Yirmiyah. Now Rabbi Yirmiyah raises the following shaila. Assuming that Rabbi Kiva is correct, that there was a heter of basar nechira, hard to imagine, but in the Midbar, after Kabbalah Satorah, we could stab an animal and eat it. You can go hunting and eat an animal, that there's a heter of basar nechira. So by Rabbi Yirmiyah, evari basar nechira shechnisu Yisrael iman la'aretz mahu. Imagine being in that generation that goes into Eretz Yisrael. You have a freezer full of meat. And then you get into Eretz Yisrael, and what, you have to throw out your whole freezer? Right, what do you do with all the basar nechira that you had in your... It was glad kasher basar nechira the day before we go into Eretz Yisrael. So now that same freezer full of meat that was glad kasher is now going to be treif. Now I'm not going to be able to eat it. What's the din? Am I allowed to eat that meat that I brought with me? So the obvious question is, I don't know, they had a great rabbi to ask at the time. They could have asked Yeshua, who cares? We're not in the Midbar, we don't have Adar Basar Nechira. When does this ever come up? So Rashi says, about the sixth wide line of Rashi, he says, Udrosh v'kabel scharhu, shetrichna nulamud ala emes, v'afal pi shekvar avar. It says, just drosha kabel schar, we're just trying to figure out what the halacha would have been, because it's good to know the truth, even though it has no nafkamina halacha lemaisa whatsoever. So this whole question is purely theoretical. It has absolutely nothing to do with halacha lemaisa. Now, it is interesting to note who asks this question. It is the question of Rabbi Yirmiyah. We find that Rabbi Yirmiyah a lot of times asked questions that weren't really nogea or that were somewhat far-fetched. In Mesechah Zvachim, by Mishkan Shiloh, that Nechal and Katshe Kalim B'chol HaRoeh, so Rabbi Yirmiyah says, what if you're Omer Al Gabe HaNachal and Roeh? Is that good enough to eat Katshim Kalim by Mishkan Shiloh? What do you mean? We don't have Mishkan Shiloh. It's not. But Rabbi Yirmiyah asked such a shaila. So the Gemara says, right? It's not. There's not enough communities. May da hava hava. So the Milchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Dal tries to come up with a nafkamina for that shaila. He says nafkamina because even the Beis Hamikdash or Lashitas Rambam that even Bechurbano lo yakel rosho keneged Shara Mizrach. What's called keneged Shara Mizrach? Fine. Maybe there's some sort of nafkamina. Rabbi Yirmiyah also asked shailas a lot of times that the Gemara in Bava Basra, very famous. Where the Gemara talks about how in the Rov Karov Sugya, how a bird that's unable to fly will hop up until 50 amos away from its nest, but it's not going to go more than 50 amos away. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, oh yeah, what if you have 1 foot on the 50, one foot on one side of the 50 amos line and the other foot over the 50 amos line? He asks this, so they said, Valdof Gul Rabbi Yirmiyah Be Midrasha. They threw Rabbi Yirmiyah out of the Beis Medrash for asking such questions. He was always interested in these kinds of hypotheticals. that didn't always correspond to reality. So anyway, in that case, the issue wasn't that it wasn't reality. The issue was that he was questioning the shiurim of the chachamim. They said 50 amos. He says, yeah, what if it's just one step further? If it's one step further, it's not 50 amos. The chachamim make a shiur, it's a shiur. But anyway, so it's interesting that it's Rabbi Yirmiyahu that asked this question. We'll see in a second. There's more to this. But anyway, so they, if they had basar nechira, what's the din? Says Gemara, emas. When? Elaim, when did they want it? When are you talking about that they wanted to eat this basar nechira? Elaim b'sheva shekivshu hashadavar tamei yishtari luhu d'chsiv ubatim leim kol tuv v'amir Rabbi Baraba amirav kaslei d'chaziri basar nechirim mibayi. During the sheva shekivshu, they were allowed to eat anything. They could go eat chazir if they want. They were going and conquering Eretz Yisrael. Whatever meat is available to them, they can go and take it. So is it a shayla really about basar nechira? Of course they can eat basar nechira as well. Now we're asking if they had it deep frozen for more than 7 years and they kept it around for afterwards, or they were aging their meat. Or maybe the shaila is about the 7 years that they were kovesh. Maybe the heter was only to take the spoils and eat whatever meat the goyim had, but to take their own treif of meat, their own basa nechira that they had from before, maybe that wasn't mutter during the sheva shekivshu. So that's the shaila. Can they take the old treif of meat that was kosher when they were in the midbar? Take, so the Gemara leaves it as unresolved, does not answer Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shaila. So again, Rashi said there's no nafkamina, it's just Drosha Kabal Schar. Says the Rush, Velo Nihirali. He says, I don't believe that that's correct. The Dafka Lemizbar Kray Darshin Afapisha Kvar Avar. When the Gemara asks, Maida Hava Hava, like in Yuma Daf Hayam Ad Aleph, when it talks about Ketzad Hulbishan, about how the big dekuna were put on. So the Gemara says, "My davava, who cares? It's not being done anymore." Gemara says, "Lemizbar kroy," that the nafkamina is to be able to explain psukim in chumish. But just stop to answer a theoretical question of what do they do about this halacha when there are no psukim in chumish that need to be explained based on it. The Gemara doesn't just say drosh. We're going to darshan anyway, just to know the emes. We never have that. Rashi made up this concept that we're drosh v'kabel schar shetzrichon ulamad ala emes. Drosha Kabal Schar means when we have to explain psukim. It doesn't mean Drosha Kabal Schar just to put the story together. So says the Rashi, there's got to be a nafkamina la halacha. So he says nafkamina is as follows. Nafkamina is, let's say a person asks something on himself from a certain zman and on. And when that zman comes, he has leftovers from that min. Let's say a person takes a neder. I'm not going to eat cake starting on Thursday. And he has cake in his house from Wednesday. So after Thursday, is it only on new cake, but the old leftover cake that he has from previous days is okay? Or, for instance, the Rush says, Beis Din wants to asr something. Like Beis Din, throughout history, they made an isser of Gvinas Akum. They made an isser of Bishal Akum. So let's say you were alive in that generation, Beis Din asr Bishal Akum, and your housekeeper just cooked a delicious meal for you the day before, so you want to eat the leftovers for lunch. Are you allowed to have that Bishal Akum? So that's enough Kamina. Something for new takana is put into place. So that's how the Rush suggests we have a nafkamina. Now the Yamshel Shlomo doesn't like this Rush. He has we'll stay out of some of the details. The Yamshel Shlomo has a major kash on the Rush. The Shach and Yardei Reish Yudches defends the Rush. The Nadav Yehuda was asked the following shayla. Nadav Yehuda Madura Tinyani Yardei Simon Samach Dalid was asked about a guy that came from a place where they were noig heter bechemesh alakum, where the minog was that they allowed eating butter of Gayim, and he brought that butter with him to a place where there were no Isser. So the guy wanted to say, oh, just like the Rush says, that's exactly this shaila that you're allowed to eat from that butter because it's the Gemara leaves it as a teku, so it's a suffik drabanan, since the whole Isser of Chemes Akum is clearly only mid drabanan if it exists. So it's suffik drabanan lekula because this is nibay delishta in the Gemara, so it's a suffik drabanan lekula. Says in the Debuda, no, it's not at all similar. Over here, there's a specific Isser being placed on something from a specific time. Over there, the Isser where it was Asr was always Asr, and the Isser and the Heter where it was Mutter is always Mutter. The Isser doesn't begin at a certain time. This guy is just bringing something from one place to another. So he says you can't be Medame one to the other. Now, what this is nogea to is in Yana Dioma, coming up soon, they quote from the Sefer Kol Elio, Simen Hei, the fact that we have a minhag not to eat basar from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av. So there are some people that B'Shar Mitzvah and Balach quotes from the Sefer Kol Elio, that there are some people that are makel to eat leftovers from Shabbos. And the raya is from the Rush, that the Rush says that that's exactly this shaila in the Gemara, that you have something, an issur that's chal on a certain day, on Rosh Chodesh Av, but you had it from a time left over from when it was mutter. So let's say the 9 days starts on, what does it start on, a Sunday this year? I'm not sure. So yeah, so let's say the 9 days starts on a Sunday. So perfect, you have leftovers from Shabbos, so you want to eat, it's Monday. Right, it's on Monday. So 9 days starts on a Monday, fine. So you want to eat dinner Sunday night, or Monday from leftovers from Shabbos. So you have that meat from when it was mutter. Are you allowed to go and eat that meat during the 9 days? So that's what some wanted to suggest, that maybe it's this issue of the Rush exactly, and it's something to Rabbanu Lakula. So Birkei Yosef discusses this in Or Chaim Sim Tavkuf Nun Aleph. This is discussed by, again, the large majority of the posts can reject this possibility, but this is where it comes from. This is where, if you ever heard such a shita about eating leftovers, this is where it comes from. Now, why does Rashi say it's not a nafkamina? Why does Rashi think that there's no nafkamina over here? So the Rashi would hold that this has nothing to do with other isurim. This is something that became an isur. So he Shari Mitzvah Balach writes the Vabir B'shitas Rashi De'ein nafkamina B'yibayizu Kasu B'chuvas Torus Mordechai B'chuvas Onigyantiv Dilchorit Tzorach Bir Lomigay Mutal Echol Dover Isur Mitam Shenishra Mikodim Zman Isuro. Why would something be mutter to eat just because you had it before it was asur? No, the point is, by Nechira, that the Gemara had said previously, that was the Shechita. So it is Basar Shachut. Nechira was Shechita in the Midbar. So it was Huchshir Behechshir Gamur. So it's not Stam. It's that you have something that's Asr. No, it was Mamish Heter. Whereas if you have any other Shaila that we're going to deal with, you have something that's Asr. Eating Basar during the 9 days is Asr. It's not that you're dealing with Heter. That's perhaps why Rashi doesn't think that this is a valid nafkamina. He doesn't think that there's any nafkamina in this shaila. Okay, says the Gemara further now. We're about 6 lines before the end of the page. Amar Rabba, Shanisa kol shochtim liolam shochtim ba kol shochtim maimash nisalei. So he said, okay, wait a second. What did we spend the whole daf doing so far? We're trying to explain the cryptic lines of the Mishnah of hakol shochtim liolam shochtim. What about that last line of ba kol shochtim? What's that about? If you want to tell me it's about what utensils you're allowed to use as shechita knives, well, it's listed together. This din of bakol shochtim is listed together with hakol shochtim and liolam shochtim. So if hakol and liolam are about that, those who are shechting, about that which is doing the shechting, then I understand that Bakol Shochtim is also about that which is doing the Shechting. But if Hakol Shochtim and Liolam Shochtim are about that which is being Shechted, then Bakol Shochtim should also be about that which is being Shechted. So it can't be about the Shechita knives, because we just got through saying that Hakol Shochtim meant the oath that's being Shechted, and that Liolam Shochtim, according to Rabba, is about Basar Taiva, and according to Rabbi Akiva, is about Basar Nechira. So how can you say that Bakol Shoftim is about the knife that you're using, not about the animal? El Amar Rava said, no, we misunderstood everything. Let's go retranslate the entire Mishnah. Here's the second mode of explaining the Mishnah. Hakol Shoftim, Chadal Asu Yikuti, V'chadal Asu Yisol Mumar. Why does it say Hakol Shoftim? So meant who can shecht? The first Mishnah of the Masech already said Hakol Shoftim. Now we have an extra phrase, Hakol Shoftim, to include a kuti and to include Yisrael Mumar. Li olam shochtin, bein b'yom, bein b'layla, bein b'rosh agag, bein b'rosh asvina. Li olam shochtin means different circumstances. Nighttime, daytime, rosh agag, rosh asvina, you're allowed to shecht in all those places. Uba kol shochtin, bein b'tzur, bein b'zchuchas, bein b'kromishal kana. And Bakul Shochtin, as we said in the Mishnah explicitly, is talking about the different types of items that you're allowed to use when you shecht, because it said chutz from, and it mentions different types of items that you're not allowed to use for your shechita. So that's the the reason that's the explanation of the Mishnah. It's all about different circumstances of shechita or different items to use for a kashra shechita. Fine, says the Gemara weiter. Chutz mi magal katsir v'hamagira. So the Mishnah had said that you're not allowed to use a magal katsir and a magira. Avuah d'Shmuel pagam v'shadar, pagam v'shadar. Avuah d'Shmuel, when he made a lot of pegimos in his knife that were not similar to each other, and he kept on sending to Eretz Yisrael to find out which ones are us or which ones are kasher. And he did it over and over again. He kept on asking these shailas about various kinds of pegimos. Sholchulei kimagira shaninu. So they sent back to him, no, you should know that we said what's going to be a problem when it's like a magira. Says Rashi, kimagira shaninu, shepegimosem chuvanos la'omkan, that it's exactly, that they have a certain depth in the pegimos. V'yesh lepegam shnei uktzim, and the pegima has two edges to it. Kishatam bolch siparncho misofa sakon l'rosh, it's like the pegimos on a saw that goes straight down, where if you run your finger one way, you'll catch on the pegima on that side. You run your finger the other way, you'll catch on the pegima on the other side. That's what's going to be a bad pegima. Otherwise, it's not so bad. Those are the bad pegimos when they go straight down. Tan Rabbanon, sakin sheish for pegimos harbe, tidon kemegira, a sakin that has a lot of pegimos, has a din of magira and is not going to be possible. It's like a saw. Vishain ba'al pegima achas, but if it only has one pegima on it, ogeres psula misuchseches ksheira. Then it depends on the kind of pegima. If it's a pegima that we call ogeres, then it's going to be possible. But if it's one pegima and it's the kind of pegima we would call misuchseches, then it's going to be kasher. The whole rest of this stuff is about pegimos, how to check for pegimos. So says Gemara, well, what do those words mean? Hechidam yogeres, hechidam misuchseches. What does ogeres mean? What does misuchseches mean? Samer blazer ogeres mishtei ruchos. Ogeres means that it's a pegima that goes straight down. It's like the edge of a saw, you know, one of the points of a saw that goes straight down, where it's a pegam from both sides. Misuchseches miruach achas. It's a pegima that you would only feel going in one direction, but the other direction your finger would go right over it. So maisha mishtei ruchos. The more shakama machlish, the more shabasra baza. Meiruach achas nami chorfet the sakina machlish, more shabaza. Well, wait a second. Isn't the whole problem that the pegam in the knife is going to catch on to the simen of the animal, and it's not going to slice it? It's going to catch it and rip it? Well, either way, if you have a pegima that goes in both directions, so what's the concern? That when you go in one direction, the first pegima is going to cut through some of the skin, and then when you go back in the other direction, the pegima on the other side is going to rip through the simen. Well, when you have a pegima that's only one directional also, the sharpness of the knife will cut through the skin, and then as soon as you get to the pegima, we should be choshesh that the pegima is going to rip through the simen of the animal. Says Gemara, Dekayim Aresha Desakina. Now we're talking about that the pegima is on the tip of the knife. So by the time you get to that pegima, the aura of the flesh of the animal isn't yet cut. So you're not up to the simanim yet. So that's why we're not worried about the pegima that's one directional. But a pegima that's two directional, when you come the other direction after you already cut through the basar, we're afraid it's going to catch onto the simanim. So self says the Gemara, but still at the end of the day, ki azlam machshel ki asa baza. But if you're going in a molech umevi, you're going back and forth, still it should be a problem that it's going to rip through, because when you come back the next time, it's going to rip through. So if you go to holich v'lo hevi, now we're talking about where you're molech and you're not mevi, you only slice in one direction. Amar Rava, gimel midos pesakin. There are three types of knives. Ogeres lo yishchot v'imshachat shkitas psula. If the knife is ogeres, which we just translated, ogeres means shtei ruchos, that it has a pegima in both directions, you're not allowed to shecht with it. And if you do, the shkitas pasul, meaning that's the worst kind. Misuchseches, which we just translated, has a pegima in one direction. Lo yishchot b'lechachila, you're not supposed to shecht with it, but v'imshachat shkitas okshera. If you do shecht with it, the shkita is going to be kosher. Olav yored b'sakin shochet b'lechachila. If the sakin is olav yored, then you're even allowed to shecht with it lechachila. What does olav yored mean? Rashi on the second wide line. Kol shenifkama pigam godol v'huch l'kua ha'uktzim b'mashchezes. That it's just that the knife isn't straight edged. The knife has a big opening in the middle where it's still sharp, it's still smooth. It just doesn't go in a straight. It goes straight for a little bit, goes up and back down, and then back straight. So that you're allowed to even shech l'chachilo with such a knife. So he said in the name of Rava that Mesuch Sechas is possible, that middle kind of knife that has a pekima that goes in one direction, that it's going to be possible. I vahama Rava, but didn't Rava also say Mesuch Sechas Ksheru, or the girsa on the side is Vatanya, but we have a brisa, Mesuch Sechas Ksheira, that it's a brisa that says that it's kosher. So how can Rava say that it's possible? So lo kasha, kan shaluch vehevi, kan shaluch v'lo hevi. It's a question whether you went in two directions or one. You went in one direction, it's not going to be possible. You go in two directions, it is going to be possible. Armele Ravach, Brid Ravavi Ravashi, Daniel the Sasa, Mai. What if it's like a Sasa? Says Rashi, what is a Sasa? Sakin Shein Pia Chalak Aval Pagam Inla. It doesn't have a smooth edge, but it doesn't have a pagam either. So Amrle, meaning it's a curved kind of knife. So it's not straight, but it doesn't have a pagima. So Amrle, Man Yavla Mibisre Vachlinan. So he said, if anyone would give me such meat, I would be happy to eat such meat. There's nothing wrong with eating such meat. So the Ritva over here says, since there are a lot of different halachas about a knife, and we said Damu L'Sasa, he says, I'll be happy to eat it. What he's trying to say is, even a Yerei Shemayim doesn't have to be machmir not to eat from a knife from a shechita that was done with a knife that has a curved edge. The Rama in Yerodei Asumin Yerches Sivav writes that our minug is that we don't shecht with it because we're not pekiyin bedavar to know what's called the pegima. We just use totally straight edge, no pegimal straight. Right, we're machmir about this issue. And the Tzvos Shari says, but b'diavad, if you shecht with it, you could eat it, because really, Mikra Adin in the Gemara, not only is it mutter, Mikra Adin in the Gemara, they said they were ready to eat from it, they had no problem with it. Fine, Amrav Chista. Now we're going to talk about Bedika Saki. Now that we discussed what are pegimos, so now we'll talk about how to check a knife for pegimos. So Amrav Chista, Minayin Bedika Saki Minat Torah. How do I know from the Torah that there is such a requirement to check a knife? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Ushchattem Bazeh V'Yachaltem. So you shecht with this. Bazeh is the key word that teaches us that you're supposed to check the knife, make sure that it's okay, before you shecht with it and eat from the shechita. So pshita, kivin dechinak of treifa baya bedika. What do you mean, where do I know that you need to check the knife from? If you're not allowed to have an animal that's a treifa, and the knife that has a pegima is going to make the animal a treifa, so of course you got to check the knife. You have to make sure that you're doing the shechita properly. So says Marno, l'chachum kamrin. We're not asking, how do I know that you're supposed to check a knife before you do shechita? We're asking, how do I know that there's a din that you give the knife dafka to a chacham to check for you? That's the din, that you're not allowed to shecht with a knife that hasn't been checked, not just by you, but by a chacham. In general, with Bedika Sak, and the Sefer HaChinuch says, why do you have to check the knife before the shechita? Why not check the knife after? And then if it's no good, you'll throw out the animal, you get rid of it. So Sefer HaChinuch says that it's Mishum Tsar Balechayim, that you want to make sure that you kill the animal the most humane way possible. So it's Mishum Tsar Balechayim, Mitzvah Tafnun Aleph, says that's why we have to check the knife before that's why we're not allowed to have a sakin pagum to do shechita with. The Levush writes that sakin pagum is possible because it's not shochet, it's no cave, it's korea. That's the pashtus. There are three reasons given why you have to check the knife before the shechita. You can't check it after the shechita. Three reasons given by Achronim. The Shach in Yerodei Simin Beis of Kotin Yud writes in the name of the Bach that you need to check before the shechita because maybe it will make your shechita, your bracha on the shechita, bracha levatala otherwise, because it's not going to be a valid shechita. You made a bracha before you shechted, it's going to become a bracha levatala. So it's all because of bracha levatala that you have to check beforehand. The Shach himself writes that you have to check beforehand because we're afraid if you don't check before, you might forget to check afterwards, and you can come to eat from the shechita. You're not going to check the knife after to make sure that it was smooth at the time of the shechita. Simel Chadasha gives a third reason. He says the reason that we're botik the sakin before the shechita is because you're not allowed to create nevela biyadayim, because about tashchis, it's a waste of an animal. So there are major nafkaminas. Prima Gadim points out that there are major nafkaminas in these shitas. And Sifsidas Sifkat and Hay, he writes that nafkamina would be, if you're worried about bracha levatala, let's say you didn't make the bracha, you were together with another shochet, the other shochet was also shechting, he made a bracha, you just answered amen. So you have nothing to worry about bracha levatala. His bracha wasn't levatala, he checked his knife. So do you have to check your knife? So if you're worried about bracha levatala, no. If you're worried about baltashchis, yes, you still would have to check your knife. If you're worried about shemi yishkach, you would still have to check your knife. Now, another nafkamina, if you're worried about baltashchis, this. What if a nevela is sold for the same price that a shchuta is sold for? So you're not going to lose any money. It's going to animal's still going to be used. You'll sell it to a guy for the same price you could sell it to a Jew. So then maybe you wouldn't have to worry about bal tashkis. If you're afraid that you might forget to check the knife, so Prima Gadim says, what if you have the knife checked from last time and it's put away in a safe place? So maybe there's no concern of that you're going to come to shechta. So again, many nafkaminas depending what the reason is. But says Gemara, what we're talking about is bdikas chacham, is the requirement to have a chacham dafka check the knife. So Avam Rabbi Yochanan lomar laharusakim lechacham el mekvod shel chacham. What do you mean? That's not a din dar raisa. That's only to give cover to the chacham that we let the chacham check the knife. Says Gemara midrabbanim across machlo v'yalmu. It's true. It's only to give cover to the chacham. But we still have a pasuk that's used as an asmachta to tell me that a chacham is supposed to check the knife. Now, when checking a knife, it has to be done extremely carefully. It's amazing. The Yamshel Shlomo in Siman Lamed Tes has a whole story about how he was with Shochtim and Rabbanim once, and the Shochtim were saying, yeah, our knives are fine. And they were just checking 1, 2, 3, quick, running their fingers along it, said it's absolutely fine. And he took the knife, he said, and he checked it carefully and slowly and said, there's a pegima in this knife, it's not a good knife. And everyone was laughing at him, what are you talking about? The Shochet knows what he's doing. Yamshel Shlomo writes, everyone was mocking him. And then another old rabbi checked the knife carefully, properly, and found the pegima. Says the Prima Gadim, Sisei Dasiv Katan Lamed Beis, wow, it's very heartening to find that even the Yamshel Shlomo was mocked. And even the Yamshel Shlomo people, he was the Gadol Ador, he was Toru Gedul of Makom Echad, and even they had such chutzpah in that generation, makes me feel better about the chutzpah in our generation. But it has to be, but the point of the story is that it's supposed to be done very carefully. Says Gemara, b'marava batki lo b'shimsha, in Marava, in Eretz Yisrael, they would check it by the sun. So Rashi has 2 days, what exactly that means, holding it up to the sun, or looking at the shadow. B'narda batki lo b'mayu, in Narda, they would check it with water, either running it across the water and seeing if there's a chritz in the water, if there's like a if it's a smooth wave that you make, or by running a drop of water down its edge and seeing if the drop of water goes smoothly down the edge. Rav Sheshes Badla Bereish Lishner, Rav Sheshes checked it with his tongue. He ran it across his tongue. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Badla B'chut Asara, he checked it with a hair. Besura to see if a hair caught on it, so even the tiniest begima, just as thick as a hair, would catch. Bisura Amri Bisra Achla Bisra Lebadka. Look, it's meant to shecht basar, so check it with basar, run it across your flesh. Am Rav Papa Tzrich B'dika Abisra V'atufra. Rav Papa said, you check it on your flesh and on your fingernail. Amr Le Ravina Ravashi, Amr Le Rav Sama Breder Misharshi of Mishimcha, to Amarta Le Mishmei Durava Tzrich B'dika Abisra V'atufra Atlasa Ruchta. That you said that it's supposed to be on the basar, on the fingernail, and on three edges, on the center of the knife, the slight right side, slight left side of the knife. Amle Abisra V'atufra Amri V'atlasa Ruchta L'Amri. He said, no, I said the fingertip and the nail, but I never said anything about three directions on the knife. Others say, no, he admitted to that he said the three edges of the knife with the buster and the fingernail, but he never said it in the name of Rava. Ravina Varavacha Bred Rava Aviyasu Kamed Ravashi, Aisu Sakam Kamed Ravashi Lubadka. They brought a knife to Ravashi to check. Amle Ravacha Bred Rava Bidka Badka Atufra Abisra Vatlasa Rutcha. Amle Yashav Chenom Rav Kana. That you should check it with the flesh of your finger, the nail of your finger, and three directions of the knife. And he said, yeah, that's exactly what Rav Kana said. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. Now, it happens to be Shochtim nowadays don't do this. They don't check on the basar, I shouldn't say Shochtim nowadays. The Poskim write, the Shochet Prima Gadim writes, that Bezman Azel, we never find anymore that Shochet do it. I saw Shochet often do check on the, not on the fingertip, but they'll check on the, like their palm, and they'll run it across there. But there used to be the minhag that Shochet didn't check anymore on the basar, only on the fingernail. And there's a lot of ink spilled in Achronim to try to explain how they went directly against the Gemara, where the Gemara said it's supposed to be Abisra V'atufa. Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow.